Sioux cyclist Joel Wenham is currently competing in the 4,418 km 2023 Tour Divide race that began in Banff, Alberta on June 9 and finishes at the U.S.-Mexico border in Antelope Wells, New Mexico. Wenham is well known locally as Valorushin Bike Shop Manager and for competing in Sioux and Algoma mountain bike races such as Crank the Shield. "This is the first time for me in this race. It's out of my element a little bit because I've been doing one-day races for quite a bit, but I've never done these multiple, overnight races. It's been good because I wanted to push my body and my mind, and so far, so good," Wenham told Sioux Today. Wenham was north of Silverthorne, Colorado, on the Colorado River as of 2:45 p.m. Eastern Time Wednesday, 2,600 kilometers into the race that takes cyclists from mountain passes in the Rockies through rugged, steep slopes of the Mexican Plateau. "There's no deadline, but I budgeted a 20-day period to finish the race, so June 29th would be the estimated time for me to finish. It's a pretty ambitious goal. It's riding about 220 kilometers a day for 20 days, Wenham said. Making the race more grueling for Wenham is the fact he is one of just 9 single speeders among hundreds of cyclists in the Tour Divide. "It's kind of like that Goldilocks gear where it's not too hard and not too easy. When you see those hills and those mountains, you have a choice of either going as hard as you can and climbing those or walking your bike up them. I've been riding single-speed bikes for years now and it's a simple way to do it. It clears my mind and there's less to brake on the bike. It's definitely more grueling, but if there's a hill that's a little too hard or too steep, I'll take my time and walk up it and rest my bones a bit. It's an interesting way to ride your bike. Not a lot of people do it like that." He's carrying a small amount of equipment, including a sleeping bag and a few other personal items, facing varied weather conditions. "Last night it was beautiful out. The stars were out and I had a little fire and slept under the stars. Some days it's not so good if it's raining. The first day was the rainiest day for me. I got caught in a thunderstorm high up in the mountains and it soaked me to the bone, but other than that I've been pretty lucky. There was a windy day in Wyoming a couple of days ago, so windy that it was impossible to ride my bike. I had to walk for about 40 miles. Wenham isn't cycling along well-paved interstate highways. "A lot of the trails are going through mountain passes, so there'll be a wide enough trail to get an ATV through it. There's a lot of dirt and rocks and mud. You don't see too many people out there. It's got some risks. Everybody's carrying an emergency spot device, so if I break my leg out there I can hit my SOS button and get some rescue going. I've got a bit of a safety net. My body is holding up. My legs are feeling good, but the low spots are definitely the emotional spots where you just can't quite turn those pedals over, like on that windy day when it was impossible to ride my bike and I didn't think I was going to get anywhere. Your body is one thing, but your mind is what takes the brunt of everything." Wenham said knowing that he has support at home keeps him going. "My partner has been awesome. She's been really supportive along with my friends and family. I've been checking my messages and that brings me through those hard spots." Wenham said he is enjoying seeing the natural beauty of the continent and has met fellow cyclists along the way, enjoying burgers, muffins, candy and chocolate at gas stations with the occasional chance to enjoy a sit-down meal at a restaurant. He has also spotted moose, deer, elk, bears, mountain goats and a bald eagle in the wilderness. Wenham has been digging deep and finding out how strong he is to compete in such a long bicycle race. "It's been really a life-changing experience. You're made of more than what you think and you don't know unless you follow that dream." You can follow Wenham's progress on the 2023 Tour Divide here.